No matter what's on your plate or your mind this holiday season, the UPS Store wants to help. With our pack and ship guarantee, we're helping gifts arrive safely to guarantee more.
They know me so well. Picture perfect gifts.
We're helping guarantee more smiles with our pack and ship guarantee. If we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Stop by your local the UPS Store for holiday help shipping holiday gifts. Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Products, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details.
God is unhappy with our lives. What if God is unhappy with our praise? That is the title for this exhortation that I will be leading out. The scriptures that I needed to feast on are Isaiah 20, Matthew 7, verse 22 to 23, and Hebrews 5, verse 12 to 14. Where I feel Him leading me is with a specific regards to His bride, the church. We are too lackadaisical and falsely believing that we are at the depth God needs from us as Christians, but we are merely no more than preteens believing we are adults. More specifically, adults with their own houses, stature, and bills. We fool ourselves and indulge, relying on man-made securities as if God is not the one providing for us. But like in Isaiah 20, God has shown signs and warnings before, and yet we do not take them seriously. Are we too blind to see that we stand exposed before Him? We fool ourselves, indulging in and relying on what is man-made, trusting in our own abilities and the securities we create, without recognizing or acknowledging that it is God who provides it all for us in the first place. Not recognizing that the worship does not flow because of us, but because God allows for us to be used as His vessel, which He won't do more of, simply because we are dirty vessels filled with pride and an excitement misplaced due to our focus being skewed and lacking in humility. We disgrace God's name with the audacity of thinking we are serving by doing the bare minimum. Many will say, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons and perform miracles?" But He will say, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." Matthew 7, verse 22 to 23. What a terrifying reality to think we are serving God only to hear those words. Are we truly giving Him what He desires, or just what is convenient for us? A son honors his father, and a slave his master. If I am father, where is the honor due to me? If I am master, where is the respect due to me, says the Lord Almighty? It is you priests who show contempt for my name, but you ask. How have we shown contempt for your name? By offering defiled food on my altar. But you ask, how have we defiled you? By saying that the Lord's table is contemptible. When you offer blind animals for sacrifice, is that not wrong? When you sacrifice lame or diseased animals, is that not wrong? Try offering them to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you? Says the Lord Almighty. Now plead with God to be gracious to us. With such offerings from your hands, Will he accept you? Says the Lord Almighty. Oh, that one of you would shut the temple doors so that you would not light useless fires on my altar. I am not pleased with you, says the Lord Almighty, and I will accept no offering from your hands. This is from Malachi 1, verse 6 to 10. What have we done? Where are we going? With who? Certainly not with God. For he is speaking and we won't listen to doom more. As everyone else is doing less, so surely we must be doing the things God say. Woe to you, foolish children! There are no exceptions for putting a limit on God's capacity and frame. Repent and ask God how to make him pleased with your praise and stop performing of self. For you make God weep, not smile. I'm deeply troubled by this message, and I couldn't help but write this message with tears overflowing in my eyes. My children take me for a joke, a souvenir to display in one's house, impractical and useless, serving only to decorate and make your residence look nice. But your houses, my temple, have not been dusted in years. God, I repent for not pushing my brethren to grow more in you. God, I repent for not emphasizing it enough that there is many uncountable more levels to you that needs to be reached, and watch you be paraded baselessly for the amusing comfort of their own hearts. Hebrews 5 verse 12 to 14 says, in fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. What manner of fool are you? A fool for Christ or a fool for man? You dishonorable people pleasers, advocates of sin, with your vile repulsive reactions to things of righteousness. Let the words of God pierce your hardened hearts that you have created for your bruised egos. I do not want these words to be something you hear and move on from. Take a moment to sit with them. Let them think deep. And as you do, I encourage you to listen to this song. Let it minister to your hearts and push you towards true repentance and a deeper pursuit of God. You can find the link in the podcast description. And those who are a part of the WhatsApp broadcast, it has been sent as the additional link. Shalom. Greetings, everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode. This is the rebranding of the Unapologetic podcast to now becoming Be Unapologetic. This is a mission that God has set forth for me to do, and to do it in a new way. I recognize that in previous times, I wasn't accomplishing everything that was needed for the Unapologetic podcast, and God is doing a new thing in this season for his people. And so I am letting him guide me through everything. So you can look out for the next episode in about 2 weeks' time. Take care. God bless you.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.